حضرت مولانا has asked us to say a few words. We thought it would be before the Mawlana starts. So it will be short. And because of that, the voice is not there. So I thought it would make it even more shorter. I'll try and say a few words, inshallah, you understand. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make it. I get the reality, you get the reality. What came to my mind is because of this month, which as we have learned from Hazrat, it's a month where we correct. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the exam of this ummah will be put in two things. One is there will be in qalba, an extreme shahwat towards women. One, there will be extreme shahwat or desire for wealth. And this will be the two hardest tests for this ummah. Extreme desire for women. And as though when he mentioned that, he was explaining to us that you will see the time. In the one narration where he explained, the time will come, وَتَظْهَرُ الْفِتَنِ. Fitan which means evil, or it means test, but normally it means that fitna which got to do with women. Tazharu could never be understood in the past, because as long as there was Islamic law, even if a woman wanted to do evil, she would do it in her privacy. It wasn't out. No one was walking around naked. Pictures were not open. People could not do anything openly. Had you been caught doing zina, the punishment was you would be stoned to death if you were married. You would be pelted 100 times. So thinking about tazharul fitan, a time will come where fitan will become open. But he mentioned it will happen. And when the world saw it today, then we understood what a word was said at that moment, tazharul fitan. So one of the biggest exams is the exam with women. And the other is the exam with wealth. Both of it, Allah tabarak ta'ala has made muzayyan for man. That there's a deep desire a woman has for man has for woman. And the desire of wealth, which is called khair, which is called green, which is called enjoyable, which is called something that you love, these two exams are put. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would always say that if that man can survive or he can climb the highest exam, the man who can go to Mount Everest, after that, he doesn't even have to think of climbing the small mountain. In the madaris, normally the syllabus would be that after doing the basic kitab, you would then jump to the highest kitab, the hardest kitab. Example, Hidayah is taught in fiqh. So many people will say, Hidayah is such a hard kitab that so many students don't even understand it properly. Can't we teach something simpler? The Akabir would explain that student who has studied Hidayah, even though he never got full understanding of the kitab, after that he is now able to open any book of fiqh. And he will become a mufti later on, he will become a faqih later on, he will become a teacher later on. So in this year there is two exams. One is the exam of wealth, one is the exam on woman. The exam of woman, it came in my mind to speak on Surah An-Nur. Because this is a surah where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, it's a surah which discusses the issue about how to control ourselves from this lust, from this desire. And you need, after the surah, he explained that you learn it, and then go home and teach it to your woman also. Because the evil of zina is both sides. Many a time you would think it's the boy who goes up, and he makes the advance. But the era has come today where the woman makes the advance. Once haya has left, then everything is happening. But as a muqaddama for the surah, a preface, while reading Quran Sharif, the ayat passed, and it's a unique method where Allah tabarak ta'ala explained about the exam that He has asked us to go through. Many a person would ask that, why me? As it will explain in the issue of Roza, that as though you will say, you are singled out. Nobody else is fasting. Why Ahmad fast? Similarly, nobody else got the prohibition from riba, interest. Only I got it. Nobody else has to wake up for Fajr, only I have to wake up. Why me? Everybody else is free. He can speak to whoever he wants to. In the school I see him with all girls around him. Only me. I can't do this, I can't do that. So as a muqaddama to this, why me? Allah tabarakala in a unique message, which we call a loving tariqah, explains. And this comes at the end of Surah Hajj. Allah tabarak ta'ala first says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, you have been ordered to make ruku, to make sajda, to become the servant of your Allah. We have been ordered to do al-khayr, lot of good things. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. It is because your Allah wants you to reach the highest levels of success. But immediately man will say so much. Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, abstaining from evil to do so much good. To understand the Arabic of this verse, then you will see with what love Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala now puts in front. He says, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. There is a tafsir called Ruhul Bayan, famously known as Tafsir-e Haqqi. He writes one unique sentence there. He says, many a time people have thought that mujahada yurithu al-ijtiba. That make an effort. And the more effort you will make, then finally you will get selected. That's how it happens. In madrasa you come, they tell you, make effort. Then you will be selected for the next year. Make an effort, and then the ustad will say, I'll accept you for iftar. Make an effort in this direction, you will become a doctor. Make an effort there, you will become. Normal law is al-mujahada yurithul ijtiba. You make an effort and then you will be selected. He writes, but in this, it's the opposite. That Allah Tabarakallah here has made an indication that al-ijtiba yurithul mujahada. That because He selected you, that's why you have to make the mujahada. It's a unique thing. It is the question for every why me? Why I must? Because you selected. Fajr is hard. Must I? You are selected. As soon as man is told, you selected, suddenly the boy jumps up. Ten sons. And the father says, I selected you for the work. He's not worried what the work is. He's jumping, I'm selected. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, the time came. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tomorrow I will give the flag to that individual who is the beloved of Allah. The whole night I was in the thought that hopefully it'll be me. Why? Because to be selected, what the work was going to be after that was something else. It was going to be a great battle, a lot of effort. But just to be selected. So he says in this game, al-ijtiba yurithul mujahada. That being selected then results in the mujahada. Who ajtabakum? Allah says, He selected you. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. And He promises that in the deen means to submit. In this submission, He has placed no difficulties. Meaning you say it's difficult. But haraj means when the different roads gather and then you say there's a traffic buildup. We can't go anywhere now. There's no this way, there's no that way, there's no exit. In this, the exit is always there. It is just that you don't see the exit in the beginning. Otherwise, there's no exam. It seems difficult not to take interest. But Quran says it's not haraj. Meaning it's not a closed. There's an exit. The exit is you walk that road and you think, if I don't take it, where else? Quran says there will be an else also. In every place where you look for an exit, the thing will open up. You will find your ways. There is no haraj, closed door in this game. Whatever you have been ordered, you will find it will open up in the last minute. A boy says, if I don't know girl, then when the time comes to marry, who will take me? But how many people never spoke to girls? They saw no exit for them. And the time came, with the time of marriage came, the mother got one phone call, the boy saw one girl, everything was done. And the rest of the world, so many girls, but no nikah is taking place. So there is an exit for every. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah says, I promise you, you will never find a plot where there is no gap out. He will always open up for you. And where you see that, مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. That He has asked you to walk on the path of your forefather Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Millata abikum. Who was Ibrahim alayhi salam? This we know. He was that Nabi of Allah who was asked of the highest of exams. When Qurbani comes, no one says, why was Ibrahim alayhi salam told to slaughter? It was because he was the beloved of Allah, that's why he was told. You are the beloved of Allah. Imagine that wazan Allah Tabarukala put this ummah, that He put us on the rank of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He said, you are walking behind Ibrahim alayhi salam. And what was Ibrahim alayhi salam? His every exam, where the whole world thought there's no way out. But as soon as he fell in the exam, what an exit he found. So he was flying into the fire. Even the angels could not see there will be an exit from the fire. He lands in the fire becomes a garden. This world, there is something called the ijtima, the joining of opposites can never happen. For a believer, the word can never happen, never happens. Because by Allah, He joins opposites also. Where in my eye, where there is black, light comes in also. When the eyes close, dreams come also. My Allah is the only one who joins the opposites. And for man also, that the whole world will say, if you don't do this, there's no way out. By my Allah, where you said there is no way out, there's every way out. So in the fire he fell, and a fire which is supposed to burn becomes a garden. Ibrahim a.s. then puts a knife at the throat of the one who he feels will take my mission. And if I have to slaughter him, then my mission, how will it carry on? Because besides my son Ismail alayhi salam, nobody else has taken this. The knife touches here, Allah tabarakala creates an ocean of Anbiya alayhi salam. Ishaq alayhi salam is born, Yaqub alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, the entire Bani Israel comes on one side. Ismail alayhi salam will result in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. An entire ummah is born. One knife was put here, there was no exit. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah tabarak Allah says, Ya Allah promised you the exit is there. The knife went there, the whole ummah came out. Ibrahim alayhi salam is put in a barren land, and he says, oh Allah, I'm leaving my wife and a child where there is no one. He makes that one where there is no one. Soon as he walks away from that land, Allah brings the whole world to that land. It becomes Makkah Mukarramah. Now he says, you are on that path. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. That he promises you, as he did with your forefather, he will do for you. You will walk, and where you see no exit, what an exit he will make. هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. One is هُوَ means Allah, one is Ibrahim. Both of it has a unique meaning. One way it comes to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah tabarakala named Ibrahim alayhi salam Muslim as a quality. Muslim means when someone enters the house, may Allah tabarakallah save us all from robbery. But if someone enters the house and he puts a gun, at that time when you lift up your hand and you tell him, take whatever you want, why you say that? That lifting the hand is called I submit means that the value of my life has now taken away the value of my wealth. Take it away. Leave me and my family. You want my car, I love my car. I would never give the key to my son also. You want my car, take my car. Islam means that I submit because something of value has made something else of value lose its value. That is Islam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, as he walked every exam, and every time when Allah tabarakallah said, will you do this? He said, I submit. My son is valuable, oh Allah, your command is more valuable. For the thing which is more valuable, that's lost his value, he put a knife there. His family was valuable, Allah's command was more, he left them. Finally it was said, you are Muslim. You are a person who just submits. Ibrahim alayhi salam made them dua for this ummah. He said, oh Allah, let a time come where such a nation will come. And as I submitted to your every command, they will submit to your every command. And he made this year after he built the Kaaba. What is why? Ummatam muslimat lak. He named this ummah. One is as a quality, he said they will have the quality as people who submit. He said rather their name is Muslim. That so much they will submit, so much they will submit, they will take the title Muslim. This is the man who submits whenever he is Allah says. Who was the ma'akum al Muslim? And the other, if you take the meaning Allah, it's even more enjoyable. That as your Allah had named Ibrahim alayhi salam, that you had passed every exam, you are a person who submitted. Allah Tabarakala named this ummah also Muslim. Min qablu, in the previous books, that a nation will come, whatever I will ask them, they will put up their hands and say, oh Allah, whatever you want to put. Huwa sammakum al-muslimina min qablu wa fi hadha. لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Different interpretations have been given. One is that on the day of Qiyamah, that this ummah will stand and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give Hawza Kawthar and he will say, this is my ummah. That one testimony of his, this is my ummah, will be sufficient. Your Nabi will be a witness on behalf of you. Wah! The people who submitted, what else you want from them? Drink of this year and go into Jannah. But before this ummah goes into Jannah, a unique thing will happen. On the way to paradise, they will pass perhaps a gathering where the Anbiya alayhimus salam will be arguing with their ummah. And their ummah will be saying to the Nabi of the time, you did not give us the message. And the Nabi will be saying, I gave you all the message. And as that argument will be taking place, then someone of this ummah will be walking past. But understand, when man is in need and somebody then does a favor for him, he always thanks that person after that. He says, I'll never forget your favor. Imagine the honor of that ummati on that day. When that Nabi will look shocked that I gave the message and they say, no, you never. And then he will turn and he will see one ummati from this ummah walking. And he will say to him, can you come here please? I am looking for a witness who will give shahadat on my behalf. So that man will say, I give shahadat. You are Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, whichever Nabi it will be, I give shahadat. Oh Allah, he gave the message. I read it in Quran. But those people then will complain. And they will say, how dare you to come and talk? Who are you? So imagine that honor at that time. He will say, my Nabi already gave shahadat on my behalf. But I'm Muslim. I submitted. Our life was submission. I came in front of my Nabi. He said, go. If I'm walking to Jannah, it means I'm okay. وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. What an honor it will be. That your one word will be the cause of decisions being made. What the thing? Then Allah Tabarakallah says, now can I ask again? فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. That salah which started so hard, and that zakah which was so hard at the beginning. And you ask, why me? But now when I explained, you have been selected. Now I ask you, فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. That will you now establish the salah? وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Ulama explained, salah means حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ means حُقُوقُ النَّاسِ. That you have been asked to do both. The rights of Almighty Allah which will be explained, and the rights of fellow mankind. وَأَتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. And whenever you got worry, whenever you got fear, then just hold on to your Allah. هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ. He will take care of all your matters. مَوْلَى مُتَوَلِّي الْأُمُورِ. So often says, who will look after my money? They said, your father appointed so and so. Allah Tabarakallah said, I appointed no one for you. I have taken it that I will look after you. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى. What a wonderful one who is going to look after you. وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. You have been given the greatest of helpers, Allah. All we have to do now is make this mujahada. May Allah Tabarakallah in the month of Ramadan, let us make an intention, desire. That, oh Allah, best, when I can come to take, go out of this masjid, when Ramadan comes to an end, the imtihan of woman, the imtihan of wealth, oh Allah, let me pass both imtihans easily. Akhir.